We start Makos Davov at the bottom of Hamad Beis, the Mishnah. The Mishnah quotes a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Al pishnayim edim o shlosha edim yumas hames. A person can be put to death through the testimony of two or three witnesses. The Mishnah asks, in miskayemas ha'edus bishnayim, lama pirat hakasuf bishlosha. If the testimony works when you have two people, then why does the Torah have to specify it also works by three? Of course it works by three if it works by two. Says the Mishnah, Ela Lahakish. We're going to compare the two. Mashlosha mazimin es hashnayim. Just like three people can come into Beis Din and say, two people, those two guys were with us, will believe the three who are testifying about the two. Af hashnayim yozum was a gimel. The pasuk is teaching us a chiddush, a novelty. That just like if three people testify about two, we believe the three, so too if two people testify about three, we'll believe the two, even though they're less. The pasuk is coming to teach us that it's the same. Uminayin afilu meya. Even if there's 100 people, two witnesses come in and say, these 100 witnesses were with us. Talmud lomar edim. The word edim means once you're a group of witnesses, a group is a group. And it's the same no matter what. Rabbi Shimon omer ma shnayim eine harogen ad shiyu shnayim zomnin. Rabbi Shimon says, you know what the pasuk is coming to teach us? Just like two people, the halacha is that you can't kill two witnesses unless they're both found to be edim zomim. If you find one of them to be an edim zomim, you can't kill the other one, as we mentioned before. You can't kill him unless you find both of them to be zomim. Av shlosha ein neharogen ad shiyu shlosh dan zomim. So too when it comes to three. If you have three people and two of them are found to be edim zomim and the third one is not, you can't kill the two. Even though you have two, which normally by themselves would have been good enough to be able to put both of them to death. In this case, it's not enough. How do you know that this is true even if you have 100 people? Talmud lomar edim. So you could have 99 people who were found to be edim zomim, but one person from that group was not an edim zomim. The rule is, you can't kill them ad sheyazumu kulam, until all people in that group, even if there's way more than two people, once you have a group of witnesses, they all go together. Rabbi Akiva Omer, five lines from the bottom, Rabbi Akiva Omer, lo ba hashlishi lahakel ela lahachmir alav. Rabbi Akiva learns that this is coming to be a chumrah. What's the chumrah? The lasos dino kayotze be'elu. And to make his halacha, the third person, just like the other two. What does that mean? So it means as follows. Let's say you have three witnesses and they all become zomim. The third witness can say, well, you shouldn't put me to death, because I didn't really try to put the first person to death. We claim that Reuven killed Shimon. Yeah, but even if I wasn't here, Reuven still would have gotten the death penalty because you already have two good witnesses. So me being the third witness didn't make a difference. So now that we all became Zomamin, you shouldn't punish me because I didn't try to get him killed. He would have gotten killed without me. Says Rabbi Akiva, no. The pasuk's coming to teach us that the third person is part of the group just like everybody else. And just like they'll get the chi of Misa, if they're found to be Edom Zomin, so too he will get the chi of Misa. The Imkain, says the Mishnah of Imkain, Anash HaKosov L'Nitva La'Over Avera. If the Torah is going to go out of its way to include somebody who's part of a group of people who do an Avera, Ka'Over Avera, and make them like the people who did the Avera, Alachas Kama B'Kama, how much more so Yishalim Schar L'Nitva La'Osei Mitzvah, Ka'Osei Mitzvah? How much more so a person who joins to be part of a mitzvah to be included as if he did that mitzvah himself? A Musar lesson. Rashi says this comes from Mida Tova Meruba, Mimidas Puranios, because Hashem remembers Chesed La'alofim for 2,000 generations, and when it comes to punishments, Hashem says only Al Shile Shim Val Ribeim, 3 or 4 generations that Hashem remembers. So we see that when it comes to the good, Hashem's always looking for the good, always looking for the chesed, always looking for the osei mitzvah, and he remembers that for far longer than he remembers the aveira. The Mishnah continues 2 lines from the bottom. Uma ashnayim nimtza echad meim karuvo pasul edusin betela. Just like if you have two guys and one of them becomes turns out to be a relative or somebody who's invalid for testimony, the Mishnayos in Masechta Sanhedrin explain who's pasul for testimony for edus. So just like if you have two guys and one of them is a relative, the halacha is we throw out the testimony. Af shlosha nimtzach mehem karvo pasul edusim b'teila. So too, if you have three of them, even though two of the guys would have been good witnesses, but now there's a third guy that joins them. If he's related somehow, then the whole testimony is thrown out. Minayin afilu meya. You have 100 witnesses. 99 of them are good. One of them is bad, but he's part of the group. Talmud lomar edim. The word edim we learn out. So we're machmir that the whole case is thrown out. Okay. The Mishnah continues. Daf vav amud aleph. Amar Rabbi Yosi. Bamed dvarim amurim. This halacha that he's included in the group, and if he is karov opasol, we throw out the whole testimony, even though you have enough valid testimony. You have already two kosher witnesses, but since he's part of the group, he invalidates the whole testimony. Bamed dvarim amurim. When do we say this halacha? B'dinei nefashos. That's only when it comes to testimony that has to do with capital punishments. Rashi points out, because the pasuk says, "V'hitzilu ha'eda." We look after zechuyos. We try to find ways to get somebody off the hook. We don't want to give the death penalty. Avo b'dini mamanos, t'skayim ha'edus b'sha'ar. When it comes to monetary payments, we allow, that's a regular case, we say we have two good witnesses, we allow those two good witnesses to testify, and we don't throw out the case. Rebbe Omer, echad dini mamanos, v'echad dini nefashos. Rebbe says, no, it applies both by dini mamanos, by monetary matters, v'echad dini nefashos. But when does this apply? Only bizman shehisru bahen, when they were part of the group that gave hasra. Ava bizman shelo hisru bahen, but if I saw the incident, but I didn't do anything to become a witness, mayasu shnei achim shero ve'echa shaharigas hanefesh. What are two people supposed to do? Right? Two guys are standing next to somebody else, and all three of them see Reuven killed Shimon. Two of them gave hasra, but there was a third guy standing there who happened to have been Reuven's brother or Shimon's brother. So what are we going to say? Oh, because he saw it happen, we're going to throw out the whole testimony? You'll never have any testimony. Says the Mishnah, says Rebbe, in such a case, he's not part of the Eidos. You're only part of the Eidos if you give the Hasra. When you give the Hasra, you're showing that you're planning on testifying about this incident. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, sixth line on the Gemara of Vavam Adalaf. Rava says, Vahu she'idu kulam b'soch k'dei dibor. You're only considered part of the same group if you testify toch k'dei dibor within the amount of time it says to say something. That's something the Gemara is about to tell us. Amar le Rava Acha midifti l'Ravina, Rava midifti said to Ravina, Mifti, let's see. Toch k'dei dibor heichidami. What does it mean? What's the case of toch k'dei dibor? K'dei she'elas talmid l'Rav. A student asking a Rebbe, how are you? Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umari. 2 seconds, let's say. So the Gemara asks, if that's true, that everybody has to testify within those 2 seconds, so Meya Tuba Hava. 100 people, that's a lot of people to try to testify within 2 seconds. So Amar Le, Ravina answered back, no. Kolchad b'chad b'soch de'dibur shel chaveiro. It doesn't mean they have to testify within 2 seconds of everybody together. It means everybody has, in order to be part of the chain of witnesses, to be part of the same group, you have to begin your testimony within the amount of time, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umari, of the previous guy, and then you're part of the Eidos. And then when you finish, the next guy starts immediately. And immediately. If 10 minutes later somebody comes in and testifies, he wouldn't be part of your group. The Gemara continues with quoting Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Lo baha shlishi lahakil ela lahachmir. Says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Papa la Abai. Rav Papa said to Abai, Ela meata haruk yatzil. Right? If Reuven walks up to Shimon and stabs him, okay? Reuven killed Shimon. Now, Shimon saw it happen. Right, he saw Shimon kill him. Kishaharu me'acharav. The Gemara answers. What's the Gemara's question? If he saw Shimon kill him, becomes a witness because he saw the incident, and he is related to himself. He is himself. He's a karov, so he can't testify about the case. Right. So if that's true, so then we can never punish a murderer because, as he was giving the death blow, the person saw it happen. So he becomes a witness, and immediately all people who want to testify about this become invalid. So the Gemara answers, Kishahargu me'achorav. That it's talking about a case where he killed him from behind. Reuben killed Shimon from behind. Shimon didn't see it. Okay, now, this kasha, this question of the Gemara, obviously doesn't apply to Rebbe. Because Rebbe said it has to be somebody who's part of the part of the testimony. You gave the hasra. But Rebbe Yossi said earlier in the Mishnah that it applies by Medrash Rama b'dinim nefashos b'dinim amanos t'skayim eidus b'shar. So now, but he doesn't limit it. He doesn't include dinim amanos, but he doesn't limit it to random people who saw the incident. So the Gemara is now asking, according to Rebbe, the guy who sees Shimon saw himself being murdered, no question, because Shimon was never planning on being a witness to this. But according to Rebbe Yossi, it doesn't matter that Shimon wasn't planning on being a witness, he saw the incident. So according to Rebbe Yossi, we can never kill somebody. And that can't be, says the Gemara, nearby Yatzil, right? Also somebody who was... someone who was an inappropriate relationship was performed on him, that there would be a chiyuv misa, that somebody would be put to death for it. He saw it. So the Gemara answers, kishurvo me'achorav. This relationship happened from the backside, and therefore he didn't see it happen. So the Gemara says, okay, but horeg v'roveya yatzilu. The murderer themselves, or the person who committed the inappropriate relationship, those people, they themselves saw it happen. So they can't testify about themselves because they're karov. Not that they would have testified, but they could. They saw it happen, and if they're witnesses, then they're karov, then they're related to themselves, and they will nullify, they will passel all the witnesses. So the Gemara says, ishtik. He's quiet, doesn't have an answer to that. Rabbi is quiet. Kiyosel l'kami d'rova amalei yakum davar. We have a save. The pasuk says, yakum davar. The drasha is b'mekayim davar hakos of medaber. The Torah is talking about those who are mekayim the davar. The murderer is not mekayim. He doesn't establish the fact. The murderee doesn't establish the facts. The witnesses, people who see it, establish the facts. Other people who see it can establish the facts. The people involved in the incident are never the people that establish the facts. And therefore, that question we don't have to worry about because of the words yakum davar. The Gemara continues with the quote of Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Yossi v'ad davar amurim. Bedina nefashos, avu bedina mamanos, tiskayim ha'edus b'sha'ar, and then Rebbe says it applies to both dina mamanos and dina nefashos, only when they gave hasra. Otherwise, you're not part of the testimony. That would be ridiculous if anybody who saw it. If you have two brothers who saw it, then you can never testify about the case. So, says the Gemara, hechem minelu, how do we talk to them? Amar Rava hachem minelu, this is what we say. Lemefsi asisu o lasudi asisu. Did you come to watch, or did you come to testify? If they say, no, we came to testify. Then, if they find out that one of those people who came to testify is karov, is related, or patzel, is invalid, so then their edus is batel. But if we say that they only came to look, I was just looking around. If that's the case, then maybe at a family picnic. If there was a family picnic at the scene of the murder, so all the family saw. So that's it. You'll never have a case. You'll never have a case where you could punish somebody. So the Gemara says, if the person says, no, we were just in the area, we were watching, then they would not be included in the testimony. The Gemara continues, bottom line, Itmar. Amar Rav Yehuda stated, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel halachik Rabbi Yossi, Rav Nachman Amar halachik Rabbi. So we have a machlokes, Amoroim, whether we paskin like Rabbi Yossi or we paskin like Rebbe. Okay, we turn to Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says the following. Two people see him from this window. Two people see him from another window. And there's one guy in the middle who's giving hasra. Okay? The Mishnah says the following rule. As long as some of them can see some of them, hare elu edus achas. They're all connected. One testimony. Otherwise, it's considered two groups of Eidim. Lefichach, therefore, what does it matter whether it's one group, two groups? Lefichach, therefore, im nimtzeis achas mein zomemes. If one of the groups is zomemin, huvehein erogin, vashnia petura. Right? If one group is Eden Zomin, they would get killed. The second group would be Putter. Rabbi Yossi Omer La'ol Meina Roganach Yushnei Edov Masrin Bo. Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says, we don't kill anyone unless both witnesses testified. Shenema al pi shnayim edim. Right, al pi shnayim edim. The drasha is the pi shnayim edim by the words of the two witnesses, and therefore, since there was one in the window, there's two guys in the window watching, and one guy giving hasra. That's not enough. The witnesses have to be the ones to give hasra. Davar acher, another explanation of the words al pi shnayim edim, shalotei sanhedrin shamas bepi haturgaman, that the Sanhedrin cannot hear testimony through a turgaman, an interpreter, a translator. They have to hear the testimony from the witnesses themselves. Says the Gemara, Amar of Zutra bar Tuvia Amar Rav, minayin la'edus miyuchedes shehi psula. How do we know that Edus Miyuchedes is Psula? What is Edus Miyuchedes? So Rashi tells us that you have one guy seeing from this window and one guy seeing from this window, and they don't see each other. In other words, two individuals come. They both say the same thing, they both saw the same thing, but they're not coming together. That's Edus Miyuchedes. That is no good. How do we know it's no good? Shenemar, lo yumas hameis, lo yumas al pi eid echad. A person can't die by the testimony of one person. Now, the Gemara asks, my echad. Ilema eid echad ma'amish, if it really means one witness, so Mereisha Shamin Allah. We know that from the beginning of the pasuk, Al Pishnayim Edim. Right? You need two witnesses. Lo Yumas Al Pied Echad. So if you need two witnesses, why does it say we won't put you to death for two witnesses? By one witness. Ella Mai Echad, Echad, Echad. What does one mean? One means one plus one. The last skinny line, Tanami Hachu, we also have a braisa that says the same thing. Lo Yumas Al Pied Echad. Pasuk said, we don't put to death Al Pied Echad by one witness. This comes to include a case. You have two witnesses who saw, one from this window, one from that window. They ain't rowing ze eze, but they don't see each other. Shein mitstarfin. They don't combine to form a group of witnesses, a cot of witnesses. Even if they saw one after another, bachalon echad. Same window, same place. One guy walks in, looks out the window, sees it happen. Another guy comes in from somewhere else, looks in the window, sees it happen. Ain mitzdarfin. We don't include them. We don't combine them. Amalei Rapapa Labaye. Rapapa es Abaye. One second. Hashda now. Uma echad mechalon zeh veechad mechalon zeh. Dehai kachazi kulo maisa. Bahai kachazi kulo maisa. Amrit lo mitzdarfi. Now in the case where both of them were watching the whole incident, we didn't include them because they were at separate windows. But zeh achar zeh. In a case of one after another. Dehai kachazi palga de maisa. Vahai kachazi palga de maisa. Miboya. What's the chiddush here? Of course we can't. Of course we can't combine them. They didn't even see the whole act, right? If somebody committed a murder, so I look out the window and I see Reuven is holding up his hand and he has a knife and he's leaning over Shimon and he's in motion and I walk away and somebody else walks in and sees Shimon lying in a pool of blood, Reuven standing over him with a bloody knife. Okay, but they didn't see. They each saw half a ma'isa. Why would you think that they combined? When they saw the whole ma'isa, they can't combine. Of course, they can't combine with a half a ma'isa. So amar lei. So why does the Mishnah? Why does the Brisa have to teach this halacha to us? Amar lei. So Rav Papa answers. Abaye answers back to Rav Papa. Lo nitzacha el lebo el aserva. It's talking about a case where the chi of misa is coming for an act of immorality. Because in such a case, the act will go on for an amount of time that multiple people can see the act that led to the punishment, as opposed to murdering somebody, which is one act. You either saw it or you didn't see it. Amar Rava says Rava, sixth wide line. Im hayroin es hamasre o hamasre ro osan mitstarfin. If the witnesses can see the one giving hasra, or the person giving hasra can see them mitstarfin, they combine. Va'amar Rava, and Rava said another halacha. Masra sha'amar afilu mipi atmo v'afilu mipi shade. The one giving hasra is even if it's the person himself. Okay, the person himself who's about to get killed says, "Do you know that if you kill me, witnesses are going to see and they're going to testify about you and they're going to put you to death in Beis Din?" V'afilu mina shade, even if it was a shade, a demon, even in such a case, the halacha is that that hasra counts, according to Rava, that hasra counts, and if you have two witnesses, then we can put the person to death. Okay. The Gemara, let's go back to the case of Eidos Miuchedes. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Nachman, Eidos Miuchedes kshera b'dinei mamonos. Eidos Miuchedes is kosher by dinei mamonos. We said that it's no good. That was talking about dinei nefashos, putting somebody to death. But by dinei mamonos, we allow it, we accept such testimony. Dechsev lo yumas al pi edachad, a person cannot be put to death by one witness. B'dinei nefashos hu de'ein kshera, aval b'dinei mamonos kshera. When it comes to the diuk of the pasuk is, the inference of the pasuk is, we can't put somebody to death for Eidos Miuchedes, but we can, which the Gemara earlier explained that lo yimasa pi'erechad is referring to Eidos Miuchedes, two isolated witnesses coming to testify, that we don't allow them to combine, and the pasuk said that we can't put them to death. Yeah, we can't put them to death, but we can give them a monetary. We can award money in a case, a Dini Mamonos case, a monetary case, we can award money based on Eidos Miuchedes. The Gemara asks a kasha, Maskev lo Rav Zutra, Rav Zutra asks a question, El Meata, B'dinei Nefashos Tatzil. Okay? So, when it comes to Dini Nefashos, when it comes to capital punishments by Achi of Misa, we know that there's a rule of the Yitzilo Eidah, that we try to get them off the hook. So, there are times that maybe we could use Eidos Miuchedes to combine to get them off the hook. Alama Tanan, why does the Mishnah say? Okay, the halacha was, the Mishnah said, if you had two Eidim from one window, two Eidim from another window, they didn't see each other, and one of them was found to be Zomim, the halacha is Huvehena Rogin. Okay? We could put to death not only the guy, but also the Eidim Zomim could be put to death. But if we're going to say that Eidos Miuchedes combines, well, we should combine it Lekula. Because if we combine it Lekula, if we say the two sets of witnesses that were watching from the windows, if we combine them into one group, and two of the people out of the four are Eidim Zomim, but the other two are not, well, if we make them into one group, we can't put anybody to death. And we have a rule, we always try to save people from the death penalty. So here, by Eidos Miuchedes, we would be, most of the time, Eidos Miuchedes, if two guys walk into Beis Din separately and say, Reuven killed Shimon, the halacha is, we look for ways to save the murderer, we don't want to put him to death. So this way, we say, no, it doesn't count as a testimony. But here, we have a case where we could count it as a testimony, and if we would count it together, we would be saving people by yes, including Eidos Miuchedes. So why is it that we said a blanket rule, Eidos Miuchedes, doesn't apply to Dinei Nefashos? What about a case where we could save somebody that way? So the Gemara answers, Kasha. You're right, that's a good question. Now, the Gemara doesn't say Tiyufta. When the Gemara ends off with a strong question, the Gemara ends off Tiyufta. The Gemara sometimes ends off Kasha and doesn't answer. The Rishonim point out, Rashi in Sanhedrin and the Rush in Mesechus Brachos and the Rashbam in Bava Basra and other places, point out that when the Gemara ends off with Kasha, it doesn't mean that the Gemara ends off and doesn't have an answer. The Gemara does have an answer. The Gemara didn't give an answer, but there is an answer, and we don't necessarily reject the halacha based on the question. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi said that we can't kill somebody unless the witnesses themselves gave hasra. Amar Rav Papa Abaye. Rav Papa says to Abaye, Umi isle Rabbi Yossi haisvar. Does Rabbi Yossi agree to that? Vatzanan Rabbi Yossi Omer hasone nerag mepeshu kemuad umasra. If an enemy kills his enemy, somebody kills his enemy, he gets put to death, Rabbi Yossi says. Why? Because he's already warned. Meaning, he knows he's not allowed to kill him. We know he's not doing this by accident. We know he's doing it on purpose. So we see, the witnesses had to give him hasra. We see he doesn't need hasra. Hasra is just to warn him. But if he doesn't need a warning, you don't need hasra. But Rabbi Yossi said, the two witnesses themselves have to give the hasra. Amalei, hahu Rabbi Yossi bar Yehudi. It's a different Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. Titania, we have a brisa. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, Omer, chaver in tzarech hasra. A Talmud Chacham doesn't need hasra. L'fishal onitna hasra. El lahavchen ben shogeg l'mesid. The purpose of hasra is to make sure that people know that they're not doing it by that they don't do it by accident. They should know the halacha and know that it's really wrong. Talmud Chacham knows the halacha, so if he does it, we can't say, "Oh, I didn't realize that was wrong." A person can't say such a Talmud Chacham can't say such a thing. So too, Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda holds that if I hate the other person and I kill him, then I don't need hasra because I killed him on purpose, and everybody knows that. The Gemara continues. Davar achar pishnayim edim shlotei sanhedrin shamas bipi hametorkman. The Gemara ends off that the Mishnah ended off that al pishnayim edim. It's the witnesses themselves have to testify. You can't hear it from a translator, from an interpreter. So the Gemara says, hanhu lo azi. There were these foreigners. Da'asu l'kamei de Rava. They came before Rava. Uki Rava torgaman benayo. Rava appointed a torgaman to speak to them. The Gemara asks, how could he do this? The Mishnah says, a Sanhedrin is not allowed to listen to testimony from an interpreter. So the Gemara answers, Rava meida havi yada meida havi yami. No, Rava understood what they said. He didn't know how to respond. He knew how to, he understood the language, but he didn't speak the language. And because of that, he had the interpreter to speak on his behalf. Illa v'tuvia krive de arvahavi. Illa and tuvia. The Gemara gives a case of a case of relatives. Illa v'tuvia were two witnesses, and they were relatives of the guarantor. Okay? Reuven lent Shimon $100, and Levi guaranteed the money. Now, Illa and tuvia were the witnesses, and they were Levi's relatives. Savara Papa Lamemar, Gabi Lova, Umalva, Rechikininu. Rav Papa originally thought, yeah, well, Reuven's lending Shimon money. They're not related to Reuven. They're not related to Shimon. So they could testify about a case between Reuven and Shimon. Amalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Yishua Rav Papa. But Rav Huna Breid Rav Yishua pointed out to Rav Papa, E lesle lalova, lav basar arva azal malva. 1 second. What do you think the guarantor is? You know what the guarantor is there for? If Shimon defaults, they're going to go to Levi. So therefore, even though it's possible that Levi won't be affected, Levi's hoping he's just going to sign on the case and he won't have to pay. But since he's on the hook and he does have to pay if Shimon defaults, therefore Illa and Tuvia were considered relatives. And in such a case, the halacha would be that they cannot be the witnesses to the transaction between, to the loan between Reuven and Shimon.